So Matthew, I have a question for you, which is more personal. Now, in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, you have these two approaches to Buddha nature. One tradition that likes to see Buddha nature as a seed, a potential that must be developed and cultivated, like a seed of a tree blossoming into a tree. We need to develop this seed of the Buddha. But then you have the other tradition where the Buddha nature is seen as already perfect, with all the qualities latent in it. And all we have to do is just reveal it. Which of these two thoughts appeal more to you and you use more in your practice?
Well, you know, whether it's appeal or not, I think, you know, it's quite clear from what I mentioned about Kensei Rinpoche detailing the ground, path, and fruit aspects, that if it wasn't there absolutely fully and perfect, there's no way you can make it, because you can only make things, you know, bit by bit and assembling things, and they will be bound to be fundamentally imperfect because they'll be compounded impermanence and all this, whatever comes with the relative phenomena. So there's no way that the Buddha nature can be fabricated in any way. So the only possibility is that it is the ground that is there. And all the other things, what we have as a seed is what is a seed in us is the fact that we have not yet dispelled those different veils. So we have the potential for that, but this has not been done. So you can say to engage in the path, take refuge, generate the bodhicitta, receive the teachings of the three vehicles or the nine vehicles communicating with the great perfection or Mahamudra and so forth, is like putting a seed, and then you progress as you will till the ground and grow that seed. But what that seed will do and the fruit is the kind that will bend the sickness of the obscurations. It does nothing to the Buddha nature. It cannot improve it, and it's never been degraded. And in a way, I think interestingly, besides the, you know, showing that it doesn't make sense otherwise, because you cannot fabricate perfection, there's also something relating to the teaching of the nature of mind. And I think if you think of the basic luminous quality of mind, just the basic awareness that is completely clear and yet has no mental construct, ideally, yes. So that basic faculty, the luminous continuous mind, you know, nyukme sem or whatever name you might give, you know, that is, how can that ever be, there's no way that can be corrupted. It can be obscured, but it cannot be corrupted. Why? Because this is the most fundamental aspect of knowing, of mind, of awareness. So if you think of it, and to give an example, like a beam of light will light up many things, you know, a heap of garbage or a heap of gold. But the light doesn't become dirty or doesn't become expensive. It's just the faculty to reveal all phenomena, outer phenomena, inner phenomena, or simply to rest in this in a state without mental fabrication. So by nature, you know, light is not modified by what it lights up. In the same way, this basic nature of mind, which somehow is the luminous aspect of the Buddha nature, there's no way it can be altered, because its fundamental nature is just to know, to be aware. So in that sense, all you can do is to remove the obscurations. But that's, of course, the whole path is about that.